January 30th, King Charles I of England loses his head. On this day in 1649, King Charles I of England was beheaded at Whitehall Palace in London. It was a cold day, and Charles wore two shirts so that the people might not see him shiver. His head was severed at one blow, whereupon, in the words of one observer, a groan as I never heard before and desire I may never hear again arose from the assembled crowd. Later the head was sewn back on and the body placed in a lead coffin. Oliver Cromwell, the man most responsible for the regicidal deed, visited the coffin and was heard to murmur the words, "A cruel necessity." Charles's arrogance and belief in his divine right to rule had made him an impossible monarch, but his execution and the manner in which he conducted himself during it turned him into a royal martyr. The poet Andrew Marvell described the terrible event. "He nothing common did or mean upon that memorable scene, but with his keener eye the axe's edge did try, nor call the gods with vulgar spite to vindicate his helpless right, but bowed his comely head down as upon a bed." Charles did not want any revenge taken for his death. However, following the Restoration in 1660, his son Charles II pursued a relentless quest to bring the regicides, in other words, the 59 signatories to his father's death warrant, to justice. Eventually, 19 were executed, and a further 19 were imprisoned. Today I will reflect on forgiveness towards those that do me harm.